Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now all across the state of Nevada, in SoCal too. Yes, we blow into the Coachella Valley, Palm Springs, Palm Desert, Rancho Mirage, Indian Wells, where everything is always perfect in Indian Wells. I was thumbing through the Wall Street Journal a while back and caught a piece by Stephen Moore, economic advisor to the president, where he says, quote, Mr. Trump's fiscal policies have produced more growth than Mr. Obama's because they were designed to incentivize businesses to invest, to hire, and produce more here at home. The Obama stimulus, by contrast, went for food stamps, unemployment benefits, Obamacare subsidies, cash for clunkers, etc. Needless to say, there was a lot of Democrat pushback on that. So we decided, let's go to the source. Stephen Moore joining us, the author of Trumponomics, Inside America's First Plan to Revive Our Economy. Steve, how you doing, my friend?
Good morning. Thanks for the nice introduction. By the way, I saw the president on Tuesday over at the White House, and he is in a great, great mood, and, you know, the economy just keeps rolling along. It's doing fantastic, and I just said to the president, because, you know, I worked with him on the campaign and as a senior economic advisor, and I hadn't seen him for a couple months. I said, Mr. President, this is all working out better than when we drew up the plans, and he just smiled, and he said, Steve, you ain't seen nothing yet. So this is an amazing economy we have right now. Don't believe all this idea, oh, the economy's slowing down, and we're headed to a recession next year. That ain't happening. This is an economy that is firing on all cylinders. We slowed down a little bit in the fourth quarter, but that's from the torrid rate of growth that we had in the second and third quarter. We're going to end up the year at about 3.5% growth, which is really awesome. And I'm not buying this line that the economy is slowing down for 2019. I think we're going to continue to see really positive growth in the next year as well.
Steve, I want to ask you, there was a lot of pushback from the former president, Barack Obama, that this economic upturn really was initiated on his watch, that this isn't a Trump recovery, this is an Obama recovery. How do you answer that?
Well, this is exactly why everyone listening to the show has to get my book called Trumponomics, The Inside Story of How Donald Trump Revived Our Economy, because there's so many responses to that. Number one, all of these economists who are saying that now, and Obama, I mean, Obama, remember, 2 weeks before the election, he said, how is Trump going to get the economy growing again, bring back all these manufacturing jobs? How is he going to get this to 3 to 4% growth? Remember, he said, does he have a magic wand? Maybe Trump does have a magic wand, because we do have all the manufacturing jobs, and we do have the construction jobs, and we do have 3 to 4% growth. And now for Obama to say, well, it was actually my policies. I was on CNN the other night, and they asked me that question, is this really the Obama effect? And I said, yes, this is the Obama effect. It's the effect that Barack Obama is no longer president. That's why we got this boom going on with the economy. I mean, the other thing is we reversed everything Obama did. I mean, think about that. We got us out of that stupid, climate change deal. We cut the taxes. He raised them. We got rid of all of Obama's regulations. We got him out of some of these ridiculous trade deals. So how can Obama take credit for this economy when we've eviscerated everything that he, and we're still working on it? We're just checking off the boxes, all of the anti-growth stuff that Obama did, and that's why you've got this this really strong economy.
So, Steve, what am I looking at now with the Dow giving up almost all of its gains from earlier in the year? What am I looking at in the markets, China, all of it? Try and explain that for me.
Yeah, there's two things going on. And by the way, there's a difference between the real economy, which is jobs, growth, business conditions and so on, and the stock market. I'm not saying we shouldn't pay attention to the stock market. We should. But, there's been a kind of disconnect because the real economy, that's what I was talking about, is doing really well. I mean, my goodness, we have 7 million more jobs in the country today than we have people to fill them. Think about that. That's like greater than the entire population of Nevada of surplus jobs that we have in this country. So, it's not a slowdown. Now, why is the stock market on this downward path? You're right. For the year, the stock market is actually down about 2%, and that's two factors, I believe. One is that the trade war with China is the highest stake battle we've seen in this country in 15 years. We have got to win this trade war with China. We are up against an abusive nation that is the new Soviet Union. They are adversarial. They are building up their military. They cheat. They steal. They lie. I mean, this is a country that is a big problem for the United States, and Trump cannot back down here. But it's not until we're not going to get a big, surge in the stock market until this thing gets resolved. And it may take a couple of months. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. And it could take a year. It could take 2 years. But we cannot back down because China is a huge problem for us. So that's one reason the stock market's been choppy. Incidentally, once we get this trade deal done, if Trump can get the concessions from China, which he is demanding, you're going to see the biggest stock market rally in the history of this country. The second reason when the stock market has been bad is because the Fed made a big mistake 3 months ago in raising interest rates in an era with very, very little inflation. In fact, I would argue we've got deflation now. Look at what's happened to oil prices. Look what's happening to the commodity prices like corn, cotton, wheat, silver. All of these commodities are falling in price. We don't have inflation in the economy. We have deflation. And the Fed is taking the punch bowl away from this party just when it's getting going.
Explain what the sugar high argument is.
Well, this is the idea that the reason, we have these big tax cuts, which I helped, write for the president with my buddy Larry Kudlow. And then we have the, with the deregulation, and we have they spent too much money last year. So the left is saying, oh, look, we got these big budget deficits, and that's why we've got the economy going well, but it's all going to crash in 2019. And as I said in my Wall Street Journal piece, there's two problems with that argument. Now, the first problem is, there's no such thing as a sugar high. I mean, my gosh, if deficits cause growth, then we should have had 10% growth under Obama. Obama ran deficits that were 2 to 3 times higher than what Trump is running when you look at them as a share of GDP. In 1 year, he borrowed $1.6 trillion. So we're borrowing $800 billion now. That's way too high. But my point is, if sugar high worked, then you'd have had the most glorious economy ever for Obama. And of course, we had the weakest recovery ever from a recession. And the other problem with that argument is that the tax cuts, ladies and gentlemen, are not going away. They don't expire in January 1, 2019. These tax cuts last 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. So there is no sugar high because we're going to continue. If there is a sugar high, it's going to continue through 2019 and 20 and 21 and 22 and 23. And if we make those tax cuts permanent, they'll last forever.
Again, Stephen Moore joining us, author of Trumponomics, Inside America's First Plan to Revise Our Economy. We all know that the Democrats take control of the House in January. We know that they are hell-bent on trying to impeach this president. Will that kind of stuff, the investigations, Robert Mueller, and impeachment talk, is that going to impact our economy?
You know, I have maybe an unorthodox opinion of this. I think the best thing that ever happened for Donald Trump is Nancy Pelosi being Speaker in 2019. I mean, for Donald Trump, she's just going to be the gift that just keeps on giving. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is the least popular politician in America. She is, every time she opens her mouth, she seems to say something like crazy. I mean, the other day she's saying, oh, we got to go to 100% renewable energy. I'm like, what? You're going to put every oil and oil driller and every, all our natural gas and all and millions of workers that are coal miners, you're going to put them all out of jobs? I mean, it's just insanity. Then she said, well, we should have Medicare for all. That's going to cost us $30 trillion, Nancy. Where are we going to get that money from? So I think Trump is blessed by the fact that he's now going to have Nancy Pelosi as an adversary. But we're not going to see a lot of legislation in the next 2 years. It's going to be gridlock. The Democrats are so obsessed with their anti-Trump fervor. They are so deranged because they hate Trump so much that they are going to vote against everything Trump wants, even if it's good for the country, even if it's good for jobs and business. And I think as Americans see that derangement, I think it puts Trump in a much better shape for 2020, and I think Trump is going to beat any Democrat that, you know, they can possibly, like Joe Biden, are you kidding me, and Elizabeth Warren? I mean, Trump has created the most prosperous economy we have in 30 years, and I'm one of these people who thinks, you know, as Democrats used to say, it's the economy stupid. Well, if it's the economy stupid, you're not going to vote out a guy who's given us the greatest prosperity in a quarter century.
Considering what you just said, that we are headed towards gridlock, maybe 2 years full of gridlock,
Yep.
Does that mean the middle class tax cuts 2.0 are dead?
You know, first of all, let me be very clear about this. The first tax cut we did, the one we passed exactly a year ago, virtually today, within a week, that tax cut was a huge middle-class tax cut. This is a message that the Republicans didn't get out in the campaign. The average American with a middle-class family, you know, middle-class family living in Las Vegas or Nevada, you're going to save about $2,000 a year on your taxes. That's a big deal. Plus, we estimate that wages and salaries are going up by about $1,000 a year. So we're talking about Americans having after-tax income of about $3,000 higher now than they did before Trump was elected. That's a giant increase. You know, it's like a 5 or 6% increase in pay for people. And you can see this, by the way. Look at the Christmas shopping this year. It's unbelievable. People are going out and buying stuff. They're going into the stores. They're going on to Amazon buying things. Why? Because they feel better. Their pocketbook is in better shape, that they feel their job prospects are better. When you have 7 million more jobs than people to fill them, that gives workers a lot of bargaining power. We want wages to rise. One of the things about Donald Trump, he always talked about this. It's all about the middle class. How do you make the middle class better off? How you help businesses so that jobs come back in the United States? Isn't it wonderful? We're seeing all these factories and all these jobs coming back. We got the strongest manufacturing sector in America today in 30 years. We're making things in America again. So I don't think the American people are going to vote against that.
I want to ask you in our final couple of minutes, the whole notion of the Fed. The markets seem hung up on are the Fed's going to raise interest rates again? Are they going to lower interest rates? First of all, I think 99.9% of America doesn't know what the Fed does. My eyes personally glaze over when we start talking about Fed policy and all of that. Explain how the Fed can help or hurt.
Look, the purpose of the Fed, of having a monetary policy, is to keep the dollar stable. Right, that's why you have a currency, so that the dollar you have in your pocket today is going to buy pretty much what it's going to buy 6 months from now or a year from now or 2 years. You know, you don't want inflation, but you don't want deflation. The job of the Fed is to keep the prices stable. They're not doing that. We have, as I just said, we have declining commodity prices. Look at the oil price today. It's down to $50 a barrel from $70 a barrel before they raised the rates. The Fed is sucking dollar liquidity and the volume of dollars out of the economy at the very time when the economy wants more dollars because people are feeling better about things. Everybody around the world wants dollars because guess what? The U.S. is the best economy in the world today. And so I think the Fed is a big problem. They need to provide the dollar liquidity so this economy continues to grow. It's like providing oxygen, and they're not doing that right now, and that's one of the reasons the stock market has been on a slide.
In our final 30 seconds, will the markets respond positively? Will they bounce back by the end of the year?
Boy, I don't know, because it really depends on progress with China. But did you see the news last night? China agreed to pull off their 40% tariff on American cars. They're going to buy more soybeans. This is good news. Trump is winning the trade war with China. And if that continues, yeah, the stock market's going to be strong. But I don't know if it's going to happen by the end of this year. That's what I can't answer.
Stephen, always good to get with you. Thanks so much. Have a great holiday season. I know we'll talk again after the first of the year. The economy ain't going away anytime soon. Thank you so much, and have a great holiday season.
You too. Merry Christmas, my friend. Take care.
There you go. From Trumponomics, Inside America's First Plan to Revive Our Economy. That's Stephen Moore. Good guy. Good guy and a smart, smart dude. We need to take a break. We're going to do that. We'll come back. We'll get to your calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. But boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit nevadapolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit nevadapolicy.org.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0653. 3-2.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447. 851-9447.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Let's get to your phone calls. We haven't heard from Clinical Carl in a while. Let's check in. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hey, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm good.
I want to talk to you. In case I don't talk to you before Christmas, I'm sure you're going to be hanging little Democrats from your Christmas tree, but that'll be nice.
Yeah, so, you know. There you go.
Anyway, yeah, you just had, Mr. Moore's name is on?
Stephen Moore.
Talking
yes.
about how, yeah, Obama had nothing to do with the economy. Well, let me tell you, kick this around. When he took office from Bush, we were in a recession. The stock market was about 8,000. When he left, it was almost 19,000. I never did better financially in stocks and property and whatever while he was over. And it just carried through into when Trump took over. So Trump didn't do the whole thing and make the whole economy great. I mean, I'm so tired of hearing all these radio show commentators. You got one on in the afternoon. All Democrats are mentally ill. They're all on welfare. They're all communists. It's ridiculous. That's
what's the population of this country. Carl?
Yeah.
What's wrong about that?
Because that's ridiculous. There's more than half the population of the country.
Mentally ill, on
welfare, and communists.
I was going to say, you haven't said anything wrong yet. You keep on going. No. But did you listen to Stephen Moore, though? Because Stephen Moore said, when you're looking at the economy, don't look at the Dow. Don't look at the markets. Look at the economy. Look at the wage growth. The fact that we've got... 7 million jobs and 6 million job seekers.
Yeah. Well, why was the economy so good when Obama left office? Homes and everything.
No. That's you're looking at the Dow. You're looking at the markets.
I was looking at property and everything. It was doing very well, very well. I mean, it was ridiculous. I never did so good financially during the 8 years he was in office. I mean, I don't understand.
I'm going to tell you what it is, Carl, and this is the problem. Yeah. This is the problem with people like you, in that you probably don't realize it, but you are in the wealthiest 1%. You are what Occupy Wall Street and all these other liberal groups have been railing against. You are the guy. You are Exhibit A in the wealthiest 1%. He is. He is. Stick around. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but he is. He says, I did great. That's good for you, but what about the rest of us? Huh? These are the same people, these bleeding heart liberals. Richer than sin. George Soros, richer than sin. Stick around. More to do as we continue. You want to join in? You want to be a part? Maybe you agree with what Clinical Carl said. That the economy belongs to Obama, not to Trump. 844-2-NEVADA. It's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
/790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local Now. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. You want to keep the family together this Christmas Day without countless hours in the kitchen? Everybody will find menu items they'll love at Ichabod's Lounge. Oh, and I left out the best part. No cleanup after the meal. You and your family can choose from turkey dinner, roast pork, Caribbean walleye, lamb chops, and my personal favorite, succulent prime rib. Add soup and salad bar for just $4 more. All Christmas Day specials begin at 12 noon. I urge you to get your reservations now. Don't wait till week of, because then you might be disappointed, and I don't want you disappointed. All the Christmas Day specials begin at 12 noon. That's Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. Let's go to John. John, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yes, I wanted to comment on your that caller that called in saying that under Obama we had a record growth in the stock market and asset values. Well, of course we did, because what happened under the Obama administration was the economy was in such dire straits that even with the stimulus plan of $900 billion and his other policies, of course, Obamacare didn't help it, nor did the banking regulation or this war on energy. The Fed had to create a historically unheard amount of paper money. It basically ran the printing presses.
What was that called? What was that called? Was that the quantitative easing thing that they were talking about?
That was quantitative easing. So not only were we running budget deficits of, in the trillions, we were running quantitative easing of, let's say, I think 5 or 6 trillion. Okay.
Whoa.
Now, when you put five or six trillion into the banking system, it gets multiplied, something called the multiplier effect. So that could create, like maybe 40 or 50 trillion, okay? It gets put in the bank, loaned out, right? Hypothetically, it can. It doesn't always have to be. But there's something called the multiplier effect. So we weren't the only country in the world doing that. All the other countries have been doing it, or some of them still are. But now, a couple years ago, they started tightening about the time Trump came in, and they've tightened it up already where the money is not growing. It's growing slower than the economy, okay? So what you're getting under Trump is you're getting economic performance during a period of tightening money, which is really good, okay? So so we really were in a very precarious situation, because you can't go on printing money for years and years, because you're going to get inflation, you're going to have distortion in the economy. But even with all that money printing, we did not get any growth. What happened is the money went into the economy. There was nowhere to get a return on in your stock, and there was no return, so you put it into stock or real estate. And that's where it went. And it pushed up the asset values. Of course, it wasn't good that we had all that banking regulations where the small, like the caller that called them before was the 1%. But all those other people could not get loans,
yeah,
because they tightened up the lending, so only the rich could take advantage of it. All the elite Obama supporters that were basically print and press partisans.
So who, John, you sound like you know something about this. So who gets credit for this recovery, for the increase in wages, for the decrease in unemployment?
It's number one, it's the deregulation. The tax cuts are starting to hit. Number two, it's the small business owners and farms that are working harder because they're being deregulated and gotten cash. The big corporations, the big outsourced people that basically didn't like the Tax Act because all their profits were overseas and they didn't want the domestic corporation. Those guys don't create jobs anyway, right? It's the small businesses doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Hiring. Wow. And that's who he helped. He helped the small business owners and the small guys. You go to his rallies, you see that. You go to Trump's rally, you see Mr. Pillow there, right? Promoting his pillow.
He's working
for Trump because his business is taking off because he's creating jobs. And people who work in these jobs love these small employers. They treat them well. They don't pencil them out like GM.
Wow.
You know, Obama and these guys love to give grants and special perks to Amazon because they control it, or they love to give it to GM to buy votes from the unions. But it's the small middle guys that create all the wealth and work hard.
Hey, John, I appreciate your expertise. I love it. That's one thing I love about our audience is that they know a lot. And I trust their judgment. John, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. I purposely asked Stephen Moore what all the investigations, Robert Mueller, the Justice Department, impeachment talk, what all of that could do. And he said it could hurt. He doesn't really know for sure, but he says it could hurt the economy. And I pray it doesn't. Speaking of investigations, yesterday at this time we were all, you know, agog with talk of a 3-year prison term for Michael Cohen, the president's personal attorney. And Judge Andrew Napolitano is a pretty straight shooter. And he was on with, who was it, Shepard Smith yesterday afternoon. And said that Michael Cohen's 3-year sentence is really, really bad news for the president.
Judge Andrew Napolitano, 2 separate things. First, Michael Cohen, what have we learned?
We've learned that federal prosecutors here in New York City, not Bob Mueller and his team in Washington, D.C., career prosecutors here in New York City, have evidence that the president of the United States committed a felony by ordering and paying Michael Cohen to break the law. How do we know that? They told that to the federal judge. Under the rules, they can't tell that to a federal judge unless they actually have that hardcore evidence. Under the rules, they can't tell that to a federal judge unless they intend to do something with that evidence. The U.S. attorney in Manhattan, a Donald Trump appointee, taking a page from Jeff Sessions' book, recused himself, leaving this case in the hands of the full-time career professional prosecutors. They're the ones who prosecuted Michael Cohen. They're the ones who told the federal judge that Donald Trump orchestrated these unlawful payments. They are the ones who made the agreement with AMI, the parent company of the National Enquirer, which ties a bow on all of this, which connects the dots between the payments to the two women who alleged to claim they had intimate relationships with the president. And the line running through all that is the president himself.
I'm just going to tell you, if you look at the House and the Senate and the tens of millions of dollars that have been taken from government coffers to pay off people, bimbo, you know, deals, non-disclosure agreements, etc. When you look at the tens of millions of dollars that have been dispersed, I mean, members of Congress are doing this every day. And they're getting a slush fund to take it from. Now, Adam Schiff is going to be the incoming chair of the House Intelligence Committee. He was on with Wolf Blitzer yesterday, and he said, look for Michael Cohen, even after he goes to prison in March, that he'll be testifying on a regular basis before the House Intelligence Committee. This was Adam Schiff yesterday with Wolf Blitzer.
Cohen is scheduled now to begin his prison sentence in early March. You're going to be the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Are you going to call Cohen to testify before your committee before he starts that prison sentence?
Well, we are already in touch with his counsel. We're very eager to have him come and testify. I was very pleased to see today that one of his lawyers issued a statement saying that he is more than willing to come and cooperate and share what he knows with us. And we certainly intend to take him up on that.
Publicly, will he appear before the cameras?
We'll have to make a decision on a case-by-case basis, which interviews are conducted in open session and which in closed session. That may be the product of some internal discussion and debate or agreement with witnesses, depending on the circumstances. So at this point, I can't say.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to open up our phone lines. Yesterday, if you watch cable news, you would swear on your first child's life that the president's going to do hard time. The president's going to be going to jail. The president's going to be under indictment. The moment he sets foot off the White House grounds in January 2021, somebody's going to be waiting to serve him with an indictment. And the chances are he may go to jail. First of all, do you believe all of this tripe from liberal Democrats who are hell-bent on destroying this president? They are the resistance. Why should we believe them? We'll see what you think coming up next. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
For families across the nation, it's decision time. It's the time to find which health plan will fit your needs. My name is Pat Casale, and I work with the MultiCare Group, and we can help you navigate through all the confusion surrounding you or your family's healthcare options. We can help you find healthcare plans that fit your budget, whether on the exchange or off the exchange. We will help you get tax subsidies where you qualify, and if you don't qualify for subsidies, we're going to help you find the best plan to fit your budget. For instance, in Clark County, Sierra Health and Life offers the most competitive health plans. Let me provide you with an in-depth analysis on which plans make the most sense for you. Compare the plans side by side. The MultiCare Group is licensed to offer you coverage throughout the state of Nevada and in California and other states if necessary. We will find the best plan with guarantees that fit your best budget. For more information, call me, Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group, on my cell, 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office, 702-396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie. I look forward to helping you real soon.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
¶¶
dumbbell, go, go. Wow, wow. I was just looking, I was just trolling the internet, so to speak. Back about a year ago, sexual harassment settlements in Congress paid by taxpayers $17 million. $17 million that's been paid to protect members of Congress. That number may be north of that because those figures are about a year old. But suffice it to say, a ton of dough has already been paid out. This is the same sort of thing that they're now trying to say is a felony if it's Donald Trump doing it. Tell me if that makes sense. Go to Frank. Frank, you're up. You're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
This Adam Schiff character, I tell you, Kevin. Kevin, in the last 100 years, has there one? Can you name one demo rat that's had the intelligence of Thomas Jefferson?
Not
just one.
Not many. Not. I mean, I can't think of anybody, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, the founding fathers, A, did not want a two-party system. The rail barons put that in, and it's the oldest means for the victory, control, divide and conquer. That's A. And, you know, good old Thomas Jefferson and a lot of the founding fathers saw what has happened, how our Congress has been bought. They're in the back pockets of that 1%, and they're just puppets. But Thomas Jefferson said this, and he thought it was going to need to happen every 20 years. The tree of liberty will need to be sown with the fertilizer of revolution every 20 years. If this shift thinks the Trumpsters are going to let him or anybody lock our president up, It will be a call to arms such the world has never seen. Thank you for your time, buddy.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. 63 million of us voted for Donald J. Trump. I fully expect we will not take this lying down. I'm not trying to threaten anybody, but I'm just saying we're not going to take this lying down. This whole thing of the president committed two felonies. So what were these members of Congress doing? No, seriously. I mean, no. What were these members of Congress that had these NDAs, non-disclosure agreements? So when you hear the term NDA, you'll act real smart in a bar setting and say, that's a non-disclosure agreement. Oh, okay. Anyway, that's what these members of Congress have been doing. And they've been taking money out of a congressional coffer. By the way, that's your money, that's my money. And spending it to silence these women. This has been going on for years. That's what's so amazing about it. Brady, talk to me. You're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Speaking of disgusting Democrats, what they did to General Flynn on Friday this week, the judge in that case says, all the 302s that McCabe and Strzok did when they interviewed General Flynn at the White House and they advised Mr. Flynn, don't even bring your lawyer, all those 302s are going to be brought into question due to the fact that they, after interviewing General Flynn, they did this, the 302s, they wrote the thing 7 months later. So Comey and McCabe and Strzok, they're going to be found out to be setting up General Flynn. And he's going to be let off on all charges, I think, within the next week or two.
Well, because I can just about promise you, after what we know about the interrogation, and the FBI came away saying, hey, the guy's telling the truth. After all of that, I think the president would pardon him.
I definitely think General Flynn's going to get pardoned. I do think he's going to be pardoned.
And that will be expunged from his criminal record. I will ask you this question, though. All this breathless talk on Friday and even into this week, do you think the president is in any serious trouble? Did he commit two felonies? Will he be indicted upon leaving the White House in 2021? Whoops, I didn't do that. He's among the faithfully departed. I just love it. Now, what is interesting, in fact, tell you what let's do. Let's go to cut one. This is Jeffrey Toobin, and we we play clips from Jeffrey Toobin because he's a pretty smart legal eagle. And he was on with Wolf Blitzer yesterday. This was his reaction to the Michael Cohen three-year prison sentence.
Jeffrey, the three-year sentence that Michael Cohen got, what's the message that sends to the president?
Well, you know, it's a serious sentence. Under federal law, you always have to serve 85% of what you get. So he's looking at least 2.5 years in prison for a white-collar sentence. That's a lot. And it is also a message that people around the president are going to prison. I mean, you know, if a year ago you had told any of us that Michael Cohen would be going to prison, we would all have been flabbergasted. I mean, this guy was really close to the president.
For a decade.
For a decade. And but because, you know, this has been in the news so much, we've sort of lost our ability to be shocked. But it's worth remembering, this is pretty shocking.
Pretty shocking. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens with Michael Cohen. Supposedly, he's going to be released on a fairly regular basis to go testify, and I don't know what he'll say that he hasn't already said in public. I mean, is there more to what Michael Cohen is going to say about the president than what he's already said? I'll be honest with you, I don't know. Coming up, I'm very excited. Thursdays are always a fun day for me because I get a chance to talk with people I absolutely love. Stephen Moore, one of it. By the way, if you missed Stephen Moore, we'll replay a portion of that interview at 11:30. 11:35, actually. Yeah, Stephen Moore, you see him on all the cable news channels. He is an advisor, economic advisor to the President of the United States. In fact, I understand he saw him Tuesday of this week. So he is a regular in the Oval Office with the president, especially when they're talking about all things economics. I mentioned friends and family, that's really what we're going to be talking about with a great guy, Wayne Allen Root Warnow. What does he think of the three-year sentence for Michael Cohen? We're still awaiting a sentencing for Paul Manafort. We expect on the 18th to get the Michael Flynn sentence, if there is any sentence. Maybe it'll just be community service. Don't know. But that we will get a sentence on December 18th. So we will get a sentence, and it'll be next week. I don't know whether indeed they will listen to the prosecutors who are urging no jail time, no prison time for General Michael Flynn. And again, these are people close to the president. I will grant you that. But, you know, they have yet to show me the smoking gun on the president of the United States. We'll get to that. Wayne Allen Root Warnow coming up next, right here, live and local now. Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.